William and Harry by Katie Nicol. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2010 by Katie Nicol. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Weinstein Books, a member of the Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Modernization is quite a strong word to use with the monarchy, because it's something that's been around for many hundreds of years. But I think it's important that people feel the monarchy can keep up with them and is relevant to their lives. We are all human, and inevitably mistakes are made. But in the end, there is a great sense of loyalty and dedication among the family, and it rubs off on me. Ever since I was very small, it's something that's been very much impressed on me in a good way. Prince William on his 21st birthday. It is more than a decade since Princes William and Harry, then just 15 and 12 years old, united in grief, walked behind their mother's funeral cortege. The single white envelope bearing the word Mummy, written in Harry's hand, is still probably the most powerful and moving image of these two extraordinary young men. Tragically, Diana's funeral was William and Harry's first public duty. But however poignant the memory of that day remains, the princes are no longer boys. Today they are young men. They are soldiers, forging lives of their own, or trying to. They are on the precipice of greatness, and though they may not always like it, they and their advisers know that the public perception of them matters. Over the past year, there's been a concerted effort behind the palace walls to reinvent their public images. Louche behavior, such as falling out of nightclubs, will no longer be tolerated. Since graduating from Sandhurst, Harry has gone to war and fought on the front line for Queen and country. William is full of zeal.